Good phrases. Fiercer competition.
Job opportunities.
The overall unemployment rate.
Cause frustration.
Cause resentment.
Have less life experience.
Work experience. Many of these immigrants have more work experience than younger adults in Australia.
Less patient and less rational.
More energetic.
Both mentally and physically.
More motivated.
Develop their careers.
Achieve their potential.
Boost productivity.
Have more current knowledge and skills.
Have more innovative ideas.
Telegraph. Companies that make it easy for employees to exchange ideas will have more innovative ideas.
Launch.
More open-minded.
Reduce the burden on the healthcare system.
Demand for healthcare.
In some countries, the population includes a larger number of young adults than older people. Do you think this is a positive or negative trend?
In some countries, the population has a higher proportion of young adults than older people. I think that overall, this is a positive trend. There are some disadvantages of this trend. When large numbers of young adults leave school or university at the same time, there will be fiercer competition for job opportunities. This will lead to an increase in the overall unemployment rate, which may cause frustration or resentment and even lead to higher crime rates. Another drawback is that young adults have less life experience and work experience than older people. They also tend to be less patient and less rational in making decisions. Therefore, they are more likely to make mistakes at work and in life than older people. However, I believe that the benefits of this trend outweigh these drawbacks. Young adults are more energetic, both mentally and physically. They are also more motivated to work hard, develop their careers, and achieve their potential, which can help their employers to boost productivity. Furthermore, young adults have more current knowledge and skills than older people. They are also more open-minded than older people and have more innovative ideas. As a result, some of the most creative companies in the world today were established by young adults. For example, Mark Zuckerberg set up Facebook when he was 20, while Evan Spiegel launched Snapchat at 21. Another benefit of this trend is that young adults are generally healthier than older people. This means that there will be less demand for healthcare, which can help to reduce the burden on the healthcare system. In conclusion, it seems to me that overall, this is a positive trend.